It should be year-round. We should love and laugh and live out loud for Jesus and be excited about what he's done for us. Just not in December, but every day. Give back what the Lord has given to us. Give it out. Give it to others. Give it away of what the Lord has done. And we'll be talking about everyday Christmas in John chapter 1. And we'll look at verses 1 through 14 this morning. And as we continue to celebrate that. And as I said, I just don't want to celebrate it just in December. Let's celebrate it year round. Let's celebrate that the birth of our Savior and his death and his resurrection year round, not just something we do on a Sunday morning or something we do Sunday morning, Sunday night, or even a Wednesday, but every day we should live in celebration of his birth, his death, and his resurrection. John chapter 1, and we'll look at verses 1 through 14. Heal with me in the Lord in prayer. Our Father and our God, Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for the song selection. And Lord, as that song said, go tell it. Go tell it, the Lord. Spread it out. Tell others about you and what you've done for us, the Lord. And Father, the greatest story and Noel and all that we've heard today and the specials, the Lord. And God, we thank you. And now, God, as we open up your word, we're going to understand. We're going to read your word. And your word became flesh. That's the story of Christmas, the birth of Christ. You became flesh and you lived among us, you walked among us, Lord. And Father, I pray that we can get excited about that. That we can go and we can tell others, that we can invite others to come to church, the Lord, and be a part of what God is doing and wants to do in their life. And God, I pray the anointing of the reading of your word this morning. God, your word is precious. It is your word, the Lord. And God, I pray the anointing over your word as we read it. That God, you anoint me to deliver it, the Lord. Hide me behind the cross of Calvary. Use me, fill me with your power and the presence of the Holy Spirit this morning to be able to deliver your message that'll be pleasing and honoring to you. And God, may your message go forward. God, may it accomplish that which you desire it to accomplish. May it save souls. May it free people up today. May you reclaim those that need to be reclaiming. God, may we not be the same as what we walked in here as. May we be refreshed, renewed, and excited when we leave this place. And we can say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord, that it's been good to sing praises about Jesus. It's been good to hear the word of God preached about Jesus. And God, I pray that you defeat the devil, as Adam has already said. Bind him up in the name of Jesus and get him out. The Lord, he is not welcome here. And let the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit of God have freedom to move upon us today. God, we love you. We praise you. We exalt you. We lift your name up on high. We celebrate, God, not only in December, Christmas, but may we celebrate all year about what you've done for us. God, we love you. We welcome you in this place. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Let's celebrate Christmas every day. Every day Christmas. In John 1, in verses 1 through 14, it says this: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was nothing, anything, not anything made that was made. We can stop right there and take care of all the scientists and take care of the Big Bang Theory, and we can take care of all that, and I could preach right there for a while. But my friend, listen to me. We need to understand it's about Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about anything. What we do is about to honor and glorify the Lord in everything we say and do. It said again in verse 3, all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. And we're going to talk about life today. That life that we have, the life that we celebrate, is a life that only the Lord can give us. There is no life in any other form or fashion outside of the life that God exists in you and me. And it says, and in him was life, and the life was the light of man. It says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear the witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. You want to have life? You want to have light into your life? You need to be born of the Lord, born of the will of God. It said in verse 14, it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. And I thought about celebrating Christmas, and I thought about celebrating the Lord every day of our life. And you see this morning when we read God's Word is precious. God's Word is to be honored. God's Word is to be revered and respected. And as we come and we worship the Lord this morning, I pray that through His Word and through reading His Word, that we'll understand that we can celebrate Christmas all year. No, we can celebrate it every day of our life. And as the children of God, we are to celebrate the birth of Christ. We are to celebrate the death of Christ. We are to celebrate the resurrection of the Lord as a child of God every day. And I pray that through this, that we can see how to do that. John summarizes up the Christmas story. I believe he summarizes up the birth of Christ. When you look back at John and you look back at verse 14, he sums it up for us in looking in there. He says this, he said, and the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us, and beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. It's that Word, the birth of Christ. It was the Word which was made flesh. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for your Word. Thank you, God, that your Word became flesh, and it dwelt among us. Thank you, the Lord, that the Lord was with us. Thank you that he lived with us. Thank you that he dwelt among us. Thank you that the Word became flesh and he dwelt among you and me. He lived among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I like the way the Message Bible puts it. The Message Bible puts John 1:14 like this. It says, the Word became flesh and blood and he moved into the neighborhood. Woo! Glory! Amen! The Word became flesh and he dwelt among us. The Message said, the Word became flesh and blood and he moved into the neighborhood. What did Jesus do? Where did he live? He lived amongst us. He walked amongst us. He performed his miracles before us. We've seen the signs and wonders of him. He lived among us. Why? Because God knew that we needed a Savior and he made it in the form of Jesus. God himself, the Word, became flesh and he moved among us. He moved among us. He moved into the neighborhood. He moved into the neighborhood. He felt like you and I felt. He was tempted like we were tempted of Satan 40 days and 40 nights. He knew what it was to be persecuted. He even felt the crucifixion. My friend, he did it because he loved us. He did it because he loved us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and blood. I love it. And he moved into the neighborhood. Thank the Lord that I got a God that I can touch. I got a God that I can call. I got a God that is moved with compassion when it comes to you and me. A God that feels the infirmities, knows the attacks of us, because he's a God that lived among us. He's a God that felt it. He's a God that lived among us. He's a God that moved in, my friend, and experienced what we experienced. Thank the Lord that I got a God that knows firsthand what you and I went through and what we go through, because he himself experienced it firsthand. Oh, let's celebrate. Celebrate every day Christmas. Oh, the Bible goes on to tell us he did all this because he loved us. If you're taking notes, number one, we became adopted as God's children. When you look back at verse 12, he says this, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. As many as received him, he gave that power to become the Son of God, even to them that believe on his name. Oh, listen to me. God's goal and God's purpose is in the scripture that he says he would that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God's design and destiny were being born as a child of God, being born, leaving all the splendor of heaven, leaving everything behind, and becoming and being born in the flesh, being born of a virgin. The reason reason he did that, my friend, is so you and I could experience eternal life. He did it so we could experience eternal life. He did it, my friend, so that we could receive the greatest gift that we can ever receive, and that's making Jesus Lord and Savior of our life. He came. He lived among us, my friend, so that we could accept him as Lord and Savior. He was birthed of a virgin. He left the splendor of heaven and became a child and walked among us. As I said, he moved into the neighborhood. He was flesh and blood, and he lived among us, my friends, so we can experience what it is about being saved. Oh, when we believe in him and accept him, and the Bible tells us when we do that, we are adopted into his family. We receive all the benefits, my friend, of being a child of God. In Romans 8:17, it says, "And if children, then heirs, and heirs of God, and joint heirs of Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together." Listen to me, my friend, the moment that you make Jesus Lord of your life, the moment you accept him into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, everything that Jesus is entitled to, you and I are entitled to. That's shouting ground for a Baptist. Amen. Oh, listen, everything that Jesus is entitled to, we're entitled to. We become heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ. My friend, everything that he has coming to him, you and I as a child of God have coming to you and me. Oh, my friend, all the splendor, the grandeur of heaven, my friend, we experience that. When you look over and you look at Revelation 21, and starting somewhere around the 18th verse through the 23rd verse, it talks about all the precious stones. It talks about the jasper. It talks about the sapphires. It talks about the rubies. It talks about the gates of pearl. It talks about the streets of gold. And it's transparent like glass, my friends. Oh, listen to me. And it goes on to talk about the splendor of heaven and the crystal river and all that's there. You and I as a children of God, when we make Jesus Lord and Savior of our life, we become heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. And all that he left behind, all the splendor and glory of heaven become yours because we're adopted into the family of God. You and I are adopted by making Jesus Lord and Savior of our life. Oh, my friends, we can experience everything that he can experience. We can experience that excitement, that happiness, that enthusiasm, and then everything that God wants to give you, the abundant life and all that comes with it is yours and mine for the taking now. Now. Oh, my friend, we can experience now. But greater things are to come. Greater things are to come, my friend, when we see Jesus face to face. Oh, listen, we become the adopted children of God, as it said in verse 12. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Oh, listen to me, there's only one way. Only one way to get to heaven. Only one way. Jesus said that in John 14:6. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father, but by me." There's only one way. Oh, listen, we become adopted as God's children the moment we ask him to come into our heart to be our Lord and Savior. Let's celebrate Christmas. Let's celebrate it every day. Oh, listen to me, my friends. That should get us excited, understanding that everything Jesus is entitled to, you and I as the children of God are entitled to. That's exciting to know what we got to look forward to. What we got to look forward to. Oh, listen to me. When Satan comes up to remind you of your past, you remind him of his future, and you remind him of yours and what you got to look forward to. You remind him of what you got to look forward to, and the splendor and the grandeur of heaven and all the precious stones and rubies and all that there. But that's all good. But you know, I'm not going there for that, because I'm going there to see Jesus, the one that saved me. I'm going there to worship him. I said it before, I don't care if heaven was filled with mud up to your waist and the mansion that I was supposed to have was made out of a car cardboard box. That doesn't matter to me. I'm not there for that. I'm there to see my Savior. I'm there to be with Jesus, the one that gave his life to me, and worship him. Oh, listen to me. Remind Satan what he's got coming. Oh boy, one day you're going to be bound up. You're going to be chained for all eternity in a place called hell. And I'm going to live in eternity in a place called heaven. My friend, remind him of what it is and his future is. Number two, not only that, but when you look at these scriptures, we can receive his life. Look back at verse 4. It says, in him was what? In him was life. And the life was the light of man. When you see that, in Christ, in this child that was born in a manger for you and me, in a child that was born by the Virgin Mary, conceived in her, my friend, there was life in this child. Life in him. He was the creator of the universe who brought life to earth, and now he has come in the flesh to bring life back to you and me. In John 20, in verse 31, he says this. He said, these are written that you might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have what? Life through his name. Believing that you might have life through his name. These things are written that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Life. God came to earth, my friend, for you and I to experience life. He gave up everything for you and me. One of the well-known verses of the scriptures, John 3:16. And it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God came, my friend, birthed in the Son Jesus. Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Moved into the neighborhood. Why? To bring you and me life. Life. Eternal life. Everlasting life. He came to give us life, my friend. As I quoted earlier in John 14:6, he says that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the what? Life. And no man comes unto the Father but by me. In Jesus is life. Outside of Jesus is death for eternity, my friends. Jesus is life. When we accept him, he brings life into us, my friend. He makes life worth living. He makes life worth living when you live a life in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Are y'all alive today? Say amen.
Amen.
Or quit acting like you're dead. Adam done told you we ain't like normal Baptists around here. We got a Baptist-costal preacher and a Baptist Pentecostal worship leader that was saved in a Pentecostal church. My wife was raised in a Pentecostal church, and it's time to Baptists get excited about Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen to me. Life. Life. And there's several of you that are Pentecostal in here. Say amen.
Amen.
See there? Church, y'all just thought you were Baptists. Oh, listen. Life. Life, life that the Lord wants to bring into us. That life, my friends. And we're to take the life that come into our heart. The life that Jesus put in there. And we're to take that life and that light outside those doors and share it with others that are in need of Jesus. Oh, you and I are called to be the light of the world. Oh, listen, we're called to be that light. You hear me when we baptize people? And I read the scripture in Matthew 5 about being the light. You don't light a lamp and a candlestick and hide it under a bushel, do you? You hide it under a bushel and can't nobody see the light. You and I are to be the light of the world. We're not to be secret agents for Jesus. Amen. We're not to be secret agents for Jesus. We're to be the light of the world and let his light shine through us. Oh, listen, being that light, he goes on to tell us in John 10:10. He goes on to say, the thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. That's Satan. That's what Satan wants to do to your life and my life. Kill, steal, and destroy. He's been after that to do that for all eternity. My friend, he's been trying to take over heaven and God and everything to do with Christianity from the beginning of time. Oh, but listen to me. But he says, I am come. That I am is Jesus. I am come that you may have what? Life. That you may have life and that you might have it just a little bit. I've come that you might experience life a little while. I come that you might experience life for today and the rest of the week you're just going to be in darkness. I've come that you can experience life and experience it more what? Abundantly. More abundant life. You want to experience life, my friend, an abundant life, you can do that in Jesus. You can do that in the Lord. Experience the life that He has in store for us. That life, the life comes from the Lord. Oh, not only that, my friend, but James 1:17 says this. It says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and it cometh down from the Father of what? The Father of lights. With whom there is no variables, neither the shadow of turning. Oh, my friend, listen. God only knows how to give a good and perfect gift. When He gave Jesus, He gave the best, the spotless, sinless Lamb of God. And He gave it, my friend, because He gave that life of His Son. That was a perfect life to give so you and I can experience eternal life. So we can experience eternal life in Him. Oh, listen, He wants us to experience that. God came in the flesh over 2,000 years ago and so that we could experience His joy, His peace, His love, and my friend, His abundant life. And we can experience it today. We can experience it tomorrow. We can experience it forever when we experience it in Jesus. When we open up our heart and we open up our life and invite Him in, my friend, He wants to do that for you and me. He wants us to experience life that only He can give. Not only that, but number three, we can receive His light in our darkest hour. We can receive His light in our darkness. Oh, my friend, how many ever experienced darkness in here? And you can see the preacher holding his hand up. Oh, listen. And it was in that darkest time when Jesus shed the light. What about you? My friend, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter the darkness that is in your life. Jesus wants to be the light in your life. He wants to be the light of your life. He tells us in verses 4 and 5, He says, in Him was what? Life. And the what? Life was the what? Light of man. And the light shineth in what? Darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. Whether we like to believe it or not, my friend, this world is shrouded in darkness. Shrouded in it. You know, I was looking up the word surrounded and put it in my computer and it kept going shrouded. I said, that's not what I'm typing in there. I type in surrounded and it goes shrouded. I said, well, Lord, what is shrouded? So I pulled up the dictionary and it says surrounded. Surrounded in darkness. This whole world is encapsulated, my friend. You don't believe it, just look at the news. You don't believe it, just look what happened the other day to one of our local state troopers, one of our family that live in the community. Just look. You don't believe there's darkness all around? Just look. Let's look at the news. Let's pick up a newspaper. Read it, my friend, and you will see that this world is full of darkness. And there's only a couple that can lead to the light. And that's you and I that God chose as the children of God to shine forth Jesus through our life to lead this dark and dying world to the Lord, to a saving knowledge of Him. You see, God could have chose anybody and anything to deliver His message. But my friend, He chose you and I to deliver it. He chose us to deliver His message, to carry out the plan of salvation for Him. Oh, this world, as I said, is shrouded in darkness. May ever since the first man and woman walked on the face of the earth, my friend, darkness was there. Sin in the garden was there. When Satan tried to overthrow the throne of God, it was kicked out, my friend. Darkness was there. We're born into sin. We're born into that darkness. That's the reason God manifests Himself in the flesh. Born of a virgin birth of Mary, my friend, to come to bring light in life. To you and me, to all that would receive Him, my friend, He come to be the light of the world. Oh, listen, God says there's only one way to eradicate darkness, evil, and sin from our life, from our community, from our state, from our country, from the nation, from the world, and that's through Jesus. That's through Jesus and asking Him to forgive us of our sins. Come to our heart to be our Lord and Savior, my friend, that's the way. In John 8:12, it says this, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am what? The light of the world. And he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the what? The light of life. him that walk in the Lord shall have the light of life. You want light, my friend? Walk in the Lord. You want out of the darkness? Walk in the Lord. You want to experience abundant life and life in the Lord? Walk in the Lord. And you can experience that life that Jesus is talking about. You know, oftentimes when I baptize, I often read Matthew 5 in verse 14 through 16. It says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do they light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Oh, he come, my friend, for you and me. He come that we can experience life. He come that we can have life and have it more abundantly. He came to be the light of the world. He came to instill that light and that life in you. If you would open up your heart and invite him in to be Lord and Savior of your life, he wants to come in. He wants to take the darkness away. He wants to give you life. He wants to give you a life worth living. He wants to give you a life that's meaningful. He wants to be the light in the dark world. He wants you and I to be the light to carry out into a dark world and share it with others that are in need of Jesus. Oh, will you open up your heart today? Will you receive the light? Will you receive life in him? Oh, my friend, a life worth living is a life worth living for Jesus. A life that's worth living for him. What are we doing with the Lord? What are we doing with the Lord? What are we doing with the Lord in our life? What are we doing? What are we doing with him? What are we doing with the greatest gift that we could ever receive in our life at Christmas? What are we doing with him? What are we doing with Jesus in our life? Are we allowing him to be the light that he wants to be? Are we allowing him to show himself through us, shine through us? What are we doing with it? What are we doing? How are we doing with our Christianity? How are we doing with our life? Are we allowing Jesus to shine through us? Are we allowing him to show through us? Are we accepting him as the light to shine in a dark world? What are we doing with the Lord? What are we doing with Jesus? What are we doing with him? Oh, listen to me. He wants to be the light that shines through you. He wants to give you life. And the light that he gives you, Mr. Lee, is eternal life. It's eternal life. It's a life worth living. A life worth living, Mom, is a life worth living for Jesus. A life worth living for him. A life worth living, Kelly, is a life worth living for the Lord. It's a light that we give him. A life that's worth living, Tammy, is living for Jesus. Letting the light of the Lord shine through us. Miss Gloria, that light that's worth living and a life worth living is for Jesus to let him shine through us. Oh, we letting him shine through us. Listen, you have a chance to redeem yourself. It might have not have shined bright in 2013. It might have not have, your life might have not have showed it in 2013. But you have a new chance for 2014. You have a new life. You have a new way that you can let the life of Jesus shine through you in 2014. You can let the light of the Lord shine through you. And you can determine that and decide, I'm going to live out loud for the Lord this year because I'm looking for him to return most anytime, my friend. And we need to be the light of the world. We need to be the light because this world is dark, my friends. This country has turned their back on the Lord. There's nothing, my friend. They take the Ten Commandments out of the courthouse, the Bible and the prayer out of the school, my friend. You think that this nation is not going to suffer wrath at the hand of the Lord? You're wrong. My friend, this world has turned its back on Jesus, and we've allowed it to happen. It's time we stand up and voice our opinion and be the light in this dark world for the Lord and live a life that's him. Live a life for him. Be committed, my friend, to live a life for him. Being sold out to Jesus, we sell out to everything else. Why can't we sell out for the Lord for 2014? Oh, it's time, and it starts today with an opportunity that he gives us, my friend, to start a new year of 2014 being sold out for the Lord. being sold out for Him. What about it? You might be here today and never made Jesus Lord of your life. You need to come. You need for us to share with you what you must do to be saved. Oh, you come on. Maybe you're looking for a church home, my friend. We would love to be your family of God. I'd love to be a pastor. Oh, whatever it is, maybe you need to pray. Maybe God spoke to you about being the light of the world and sharing the life of Jesus with others. Maybe you want to come pray about something. I'll pray with you. Got to add all those others to pray around you. Oh, listen to me. Listen to the call of God upon your life today. He's speaking to you. He's knocking at your heart's door. Revelations tell us that in 3, that if you open up your heart's door, He will come in and sup with you and abide with you, and you with Him. If you open up your door today, He's knocking. Will you let Him in?